Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, Holding Court with Claves, with Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Here's Robert Thomas, backhander rebound, and he scores! Thomas gets his own rebound. It's second tonight, it's 5-1.
The Blues, they go on to win 6-2. That was last night. They get that win over the Ducks. This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Glad you're with us now, and glad we are joined by this fella. It is Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster. He's, of course, part of the team that you'll be listening to this upcoming season with John Rooney and Ricky Horton, and you can hear it here on KMOX and the Odyssey app. What's up, Claibs?
I can't wait for it to get here. I'm having one of the worst years of my life, and what is this, January 10th?
Yeah. 10 days in. Oh,
it's Quitter's
no.
Day.
The worst 10 days of my life.
Really? Is it? Why? What's going
on? It started in December.
Okay.
So I lost my wallet, okay, which possesses everything, you know, yeah. ID, credit cards, you name it. And so I, you know, call everybody, hey, I lost it. Can you send me a replacement? Sure, no problem. That was on December 28th. It's January 10th, and I don't have anything because of the U.S. Postal Service. And you can spare me about the weather, okay? I don't care because, you know, they used to have the motto, no matter rain, snow, sleet, or whatever, the mail must go through. That's a lie. That's not true.
Mm.
And for all the people who work for the Postal Service who are listening, this is not really necessarily directed at you personally. So don't take it that way. Now, you may take it personal because it's your job. But what I'm dealing with is beyond, you know, there are a lot of people who say this is a national embarrassment. This is truly a national embarrassment that we've allowed a company to deliver sacred things to us, and everybody has their own reason for having this delivered and that delivered, aside from bills. But to allow this to unfold is just insane. So here's what I did today. I got up in the middle of a blizzard. At least that's what they told me it was going to be. And I'm driving, dodging snowflakes and ice storms and everything else. And I go to my branch where my mail is distributed at.
Mm-hmm.
I go in. I'm talking in the same tone I'm talking to you, so I'm not this antic guy.
Yeah, and you're not making a scene.
Asking them, no. And I called ahead and said, "Hey, you know, I'd like to come get my mail. I know you guys are having some problems delivering it." Guy says, "No problem. Come on and get it." So I get there. I'm in line, and I get there, and so I say, "Hey, here's my address and everything." So the only form of identification I have is a passport. Okay. Show her the passport. She goes back, comes back. She says, "We don't have your mail here."
Mm.
Huh? And she said, "We don't have it." And I said, "Well, this is the branch I've always come to." She said, "I know that, but we don't have it." So a supervisor comes out. She said, "I've searched with her. We don't know where it's at." Mm. And I said, "Now, you do know the area police department is right across the street, right? So if you give me one more answer, I'm not feeling, you might as well just call them and come get me. I'll call Scott Rosenblum. He can come defend me because we're about to go there."
Oh.
Okay, that's how this, we are now DEFCON 2.
Yeah.
Okay, we are one push of the button away from having a nuclear disaster. Well, and the lady was as nice as she could be. But, you know, and I'm trying to maintain composure because the last thing I need is Cardinal broadcaster Mike Claiborne was taken into custody today and he went postal. I don't need that.
Well, usually get a couple strikes around here. So
yeah, I mean, you know, I don't need somebody from the news department getting a quote from the postal worker saying what I did when I went in there. But I've just had it.
Yeah.
I am run down to the point where I'm almost ready to capitulate.
This is
okay?
This is strange because every time I use the Postal Service, stuff gets there early.
One time.
You know, it's amazing how the bills always find me.
Cleats?
I mean, they are here no matter what. Now, you talk about rain, sleet, and snow. Yeah. The bills are always here.
Glebes,
other things.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah.
And so I know people say we ought to take the Postal Service private. Let's be like Amazon. Well, you know, Amazon delivers packages. They don't deliver mail.
Yeah.
UPS delivers packages. They don't deliver daily
Amazon's
mail.
Been late. Dude, they send. I ordered something 2 months ago, and they sent it to Katy, Texas.
Oh, wow. That's not close.
That's not even close.
That's not even close.
That was Amazon.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner. It's right near your Walgreens.
Well, I will say with the weather, Amazon is always next day or 2 days for me. And the past 2 weeks, 10 days maybe, they've been delayed. In fact, they even said, we suggest you cancel this order and try again. So I canceled one and reordered the same thing.
And you know what? Well, here's the thing with them. They will give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Hey, look, this doesn't look like this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our suggestion. And they'd normally fix it. When you go into a post office... And your mail, and so, you know, I get that those alerts on my phone where they tell you, here's your mail. They show you a picture of the envelope, the whole nine yards. So I know everything that's going to be replaced is here. It's somewhere. The banks, I called the banks yesterday. No, we sent it out on this day. You should have it by now. No, I don't have anything.
Hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm just, it takes a lot for me to be frustrated in this manner. They got me.
They got you. They broke
you.
Broken.
I'm done.
The government can break anybody.
Well,
it really can.
Well, how do you feel about the Blues?
Wait. I didn't get to tell you my post office story.
Hey, I love what the Blues are doing. You know, what they did last night, they beat Anaheim. And you know what? This is where they have to step on the gas pedal. They have a whole lot of home games in front of them.
Yep.
And they have a chance to find themselves. Because if they get in, they could be an interesting team to watch. Because how they get in is going to be what they look like. And we've seen that before. If they play a heavy game and they lean on people a little bit more, go to the net harder, who knows where this team can go. But it was a good win last night for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Along with the football game, which was terrific.
Oh,
that's what I was going to ask you about, is Notre Dame with a DeSmet grad.
Christian
coming
Gray.
Coming up big for the Irish.
And you know what, bully for Marcus Freeman, who I've known, I knew him when he was at Ohio State, and you know, he was a guy that he looked the part, he played the part, got to the NFL, and never set foot on the field for a game. You look at his resume, he was with every team short of the Battlehawks, but never stepped foot on the field for one reason or another. And then they determined he had an enlarged heart, so he had to retire at a very young age. And he got into coaching, and just what a dynamic. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, he is as dynamic as he appears. I mean, he's just a wonderful person that anybody who sends their kid there to Notre Dame to play for him, is their kid's going to walk out of there a better person. And you can say that about a lot of coaches, but bully for him and what they did last night.
Amy mentioned Christian Gray, the DeSmet player who got that interception with, about 30
Huge.
Seconds? It was less than a minute to go, which set up the game-winning field goal for Notre Dame to advance. And then he was the defensive player of the game.
So one of my good friends, Jim Dunn from Illinois, who's a huge Notre Dame guy, SLU guy, and I predicted last night, I'm texting him and his wife, here's what's going to happen. Notre Dame, when the game is tied, Notre Dame is going to tie the game, and they're going to come back and kick a field goal or win it in overtime. You just felt that last night. You know, Notre Dame had the momentum going in their way. And I was pulling for them a little bit harder because I listened to Penn State's coach, Franklin, who I've known since he was coaching at Vanderbilt. For him to get at the podium in the press conference the day before and call out Notre Dame for not being in a conference with their coach sitting there as if either one of them had a say-so on where they play, I thought was just really unprofessional. Let's talk about the teams and the game instead of things that you have no control over. All you have control over is 100 kids that play for you. You don't have any control over whether you play in the Big Ten or the Yankee Conference or wherever. And yet, still, you want to call out another program because they're not in a conference? Well, I got news for you. You know what? Maybe everybody else shouldn't be in a conference when it comes to beating Penn State. You know, I thought that was really out of line, and so I was more happy for Notre Dame. And, you know, how ironic it is for the first year we have a legitimate playoff in the manner that we have, that Notre Dame is going to be playing in the championship game. Well, after losing to Northern Illinois earlier this
year. That was I remember watching that when I was actually pulling for NIU, because that's an historic win for that entire conference.
They moved to another conference after that win. They moved to the Big West Conference. They moved to a new conference after that, starting next year. So it was a win-win for them.
So what do you think of the game tonight? What's your call? Who plays Notre Dame in the championship?
Man, you know, Ohio State is really playing well. Texas dodged a huge bullet. These two teams may have as much talent as any programs in the country, as far as the five-star McDonald's, Steak and Shake, Chuckerburger, All-American, whatever you want to call it. They both have a lot of talent. They're playing in Texas, and both of those schools travel well. It'll be split right down the middle. I'm going to give Texas just a little bit of a nudge on this, just a little bit. And I know Ohio State's favorite, but I'm going to give Texas just a little bit, because we couldn't have a championship game without having two of the most recognizable fight songs in the history of college sports. The Eyes of Texas Are Upon Us, and, you know, Notre Dame's fight song. I mean, those you can hear those in your sleep. So either one will make it a good game, but I'm going to give Texas just a little bit of a nudge.
Mike Claiborne?
Maybe because maybe their postal system is better than the one we have here in St. Louis. I don't know.
We do hope that you get your mail eventually, because it's affecting you, and we don't want you to be affected any longer.
Oh, yeah. Because if not, Calhoun will be doing a story on me later today about how things didn't go well. And if I do get mail, I'm going to call in to somebody, and this will be breaking news.
Okay.
It'll be breaking. You know, we use breaking news so much today.
Oh, no, we would. If you did something to get yourself arrested, we would stop all programming for
it. And you should text us when you get your mail, and we'll give the update to the listeners.
Yeah, please, I would do that.
Look, I would do that. I don't want you to think that we're going to stop being a respectable news organization just because a friend has gotten arrested. Yeah. We will treat you like everybody else. You know that.
Well, I expect nothing less.
Yeah. We have to do our jobs here.
You have to be objective here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. I totally understand it.
And then,
In the 40-plus years I've been associated with KMOX, we've had very few people find themselves on the wrong side of the law that worked at KMOX. And I'm going to do my best to keep that tradition alive of not being on the other side.
Well, if you don't, my first line when our show opens after you're arrested is going to be, not surprised. You could see it.
Yeah,
you could see it. Not surprised.
This has been brewing for a while.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
The segment
we talked about intervention, but, you know, we just said, don't worry about it.
Next week,
he's an old fart. Don't worry about him.
What's our segment called with Claibs now?
Oh, it's called Going Claiborne.
No. I was going to say it's going to be Claibs and Cuffs. That's what it's going to be next week.
Claibs and Cuffs. There you go.
Mike Claiborne, we love you. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
I'm going to need more than luck. I've used all the luck. We need divine intervention
Keep
here.
Keep us updated.
All right. You guys have a great day. Take care.